mics, did they do anything, Kelly?
They help amplify your voice some out of the speakers, I guess, to, for the recording to pick it up.
Okay.
But that's about it.
Okay. Probably doesn't do much for you or I.
All right, so it's 5:31. We're going to go ahead and get started. If everyone can please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, I want to thank everybody and welcome you to the Barberton Building and Zoning Board of Appeals. This is a regular meeting being held on Tuesday, March 17th, 2026. We're going to go ahead and call order and swear in any individuals that will be addressing the board this evening. So if you plan on speaking on your own behalf or on behalf of any applicant tonight, please rise. And I'll start from the front, so we'll go front to back. Sir, can you please raise your right hand and answer truthfully and honestly? Do you swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth? If so, say I do.
I do.
I'm sorry. Did I have you state your name?
No.
State your name, too.
Matthew Mung.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mung. You may be seated.
Okay.
Ma'am, raise your right hand. State your name. Do you swear to tell, and please answer this truthfully and honestly. Do you swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth? If so, say I do.
Yes, I do.
All right. Thank you. You may be seated. Clerk, can you please call roll?
Mr. Shreve?
Here.
Mr. Haskell?
Here.
Ms. James Carter? Mr. Sykes?
Present.
Mr. Klein?
Here.
Mr. Avant?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
And Ms. Beck?
Here.
All right. Two-factor authentication, and now I'm in my computer. First order of business is the approval of the meeting minutes for February 17th. Everybody get a chance to review those. Are there any comments, corrections, anything that needs to be addressed? Hearing none.
Is my name supposed to be on there? I was there last month.
Yes, you should probably be on there. So we will amend those. And add Emily back to the members present. All right, is there any other discrepancies? So I will entertain a motion to approve the amended minutes. Mr. Sykes?
Make a motion to approve the amended minutes.
All right, motion was made by Mr. Sykes to approve the amended minutes. Do I have a second? Mr. Haskell?
Second.
So a motion was made by Mr. Sykes to approve the amended minutes, seconded by Mr. Haskell. Do I have any final remarks? All those approving the minutes say so by, or do so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. All right. Motion carries, minutes are approved. So you'll notice on the agenda tonight, we do have one bout of old business. It is Janelle Boffman. So at the time that the agenda was put together, the window was on order. I talked to Mr. Pulliam today. The window has been delivered and installed, and the case has been abated. So that's one of them off of the agenda for the future. Anybody have any questions, comments, remarks on old business? All right, we will move on to tonight's hearings. We have three hearings tonight. We will begin with Hearing A. Hearing A, is the applicant is William Allen. He applied on behalf of himself. It is a trash can appeal ticket. If you guys remember, we held this in abeyance. He had some respiratory stuff going on last month. This month he emailed us and said he once again wasn't going to be able to attend, and he was going to just withdraw the appeal. So he's going to go ahead and pay the trash can ticket and not bother following through. So,
question.
Yes, Mr. Sykes.
Just reading through some of the things on here, as an applicant, as a tenant, and it has two other people as the owners, correct?
Yes.
Underneath it says owner-occupied, yes, and rental registered, no. Confused by
so that's something we can send the rental registration letter.
I know it has nothing to do with the case tonight, but I mean, if we're doing it for reasons, it should be done for a reason, you know?
Yeah.
What's the address on it?
His address is 225 3rd Street Northeast. But it does say that the owner is 879 Meadowwood Drive.
Yes. Who does that ticket go to?
So that was a discussion during council on how we were going to handle that, because it goes to the occupant of the home.
Goes to the occupant.
Yeah, so it's stuck directly to the trash can, and yeah, the occupant, whoever resides there, is expected to pay the ticket.
If it's not paid, how does that handle it? Just out of curiosity. And if you'd like to discuss this afterwards, we can always do that too and move on to the meeting.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, we can, because I don't remember. There was some discussion on that.
Yeah, we can.
I don't know exactly how that's going to be handled moving forward. But yeah, no, we can. I can follow up with that for sure. All right, so moving on, hearing B. Applicant is Rita Reed. She is appearing on behalf of herself. The location is actually parcel number 0106541 Frisbee Street in Barberton, Ohio. Ms. Reed lives at 369 Dam Street in Barberton, Ohio. She is appealing the high grass and weed violation dated 5/14/2025. Or the ticket. I have two different dates. It's either the 14th or the 15th of May. Mrs. Reed, will you please step to the microphone and explain your appeal in detail? Is there anybody else? Hold on, listen. Is there anybody else that's here to speak on behalf of this? At this time, I'll close the public portion of the hearing, and please remain there though, because the board may have questions. So at this time, I will entertain any questions and discussion from the board. Yes, Mr. Haskell.
When was the actual date of the posting of the notice?
Give me 1 second, Mr. Haskell. I can.
Okay.
I believe it was ticketed on the 14th, and it was mowed by the city crew on the 27th. So it was posted on the parcel on a stake per ordinance. So the first notice to every resident in the city of Barberton is published in the newspaper. That is per ordinance. And then we provide a notice at the property per ordinance, either staked or posted on the home. And then they're given 5 days to correct the violation, and then it will be mowed. In this, like I said, in this instance, it was 13 13 days later, it was mowed. Yes, Mr. Sykes.
It appears, do you have three vacant lots over there?
Yes, I do, but I never, I pay someone to cut it, and they've been cutting all that. They wasn't aware either that that part was belonging to me, and I wasn't either, so it was just taking care of that, that one part. We never paid any attention to that. I wrote me and sent me a letter saying, okay, you can do this, it would have been taken care of. But I just, I trust him, but he said, look at your money, let me know. So, okay, here, I've done, and I said, okay, and I go get it paid.
The lots that she owns, that she was aware of, were cut the day that I ticketed, the lot that she wasn't aware she owned. From the pictures that I have.
So, was this assessed to the property then?
It was.
Did you receive an invoice?
It was on my taxes.
Did you receive an invoice?
No, I just got it on my taxes, and that's all. When I saw it, like, but if I wouldn't expect it yet.
Can the city answer that? Was an invoice mailed out?
I never received it, if it was.
I know, ma'am. I'm just asking the city on their stance on this.
Yeah, I don't believe there was.
Is that a requirement? Under A 670.03A.
Per ordinance, I mean, that's what's written in the ordinance.
Ms. Reed, you have owned these since 2016.
That was it.
It's indicated somewhere about date of purchase, August 16, 2016.
It wasn't really purchased. It was my brother's property. And he put it over to my name because he wasn't in the state to handle it. He made me handle it. You know, the upkeep or whatever was supposed to be done. So it's a family thing. It
went under your name.
I know.
In 2016.
Okay.
And you just didn't know what you owned or didn't own. You just didn't know what you owned.
I didn't know how much. I knew it was three lots, but I didn't know it was that far.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that far over. I just thought what he was doing all them years. It's red water. And that was it. And nobody said anything. All of a sudden, now this boom, I get a big deal.
Yes, Mr. Stein.
I'm questioning the validity of anything going on here. I mean, under appeal, she would need to make a written appeal within 20 days of the date of the mailing of the invoice by the city. So the timing of the appeal, how did that all go about? I mean, so when an appeal is made to the to BZBA, it's either there's an acceptance or a denial of that. Sometimes, if it's out of time frame, it's out of time frame. I mean, what was the time frame on this? There's nothing to it. If there's no invoice.
No, the invoice at that point in time, the first invoice she would have received would have been when she received it on her taxes. I mean, that would have been the first invoice.
That's not.
But I'm just telling you that that's.
No, I know.
I mean, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, looking back through the history, this was never mowed until 2024.
Mm-hmm.
2011, it looks like it was upkept in 2011. But since Ms. Reed has taken over in 2014, it was never touched. 2022, it's nothing but it looks like a hayfield. 2024 is the first street view picture that actually it was cleaned up. So, I mean, I believe that it was one of those that slipped through the cracks for so many years, and Dustin was in the area and tagged the grass because it was uncut. Yes, Ms. Reed?
Yes, I'm going to ask you, are you talking about all three lots of this?
I'm talking about the one that's in question.
Okay.
That's the one that's the appeal is.
Yes.
The other two have no bearing on this hearing tonight, other than the fact that we do know that you keep them on. Ready to make a motion? Go ahead, Mr. Klein.
I make a motion to approve the variance.
Mr. Klein has made a motion to approve the appeal. Mr. Haskell?
Second motion.
So a motion was made by Mr. Klein to approve the appeal, seconded by Mr. Haskell. Are there any final remarks? Yes, Mr. Sykes.
I'll be voting in favor of Ms. Reed tonight for the simple fact I don't believe the city followed through properly.
Are there any other remarks? Clerk Reed, please call roll.
Mr. Avant?
Yes.
Mr. Sykes?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Haskell?
Yes.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
So your appeal has been unanimously approved. Yep. Okay, moving on. Use hearing C.
Thank you. You guys have a good one.
Okay.
Hearing C, applicant is Mr. Matthew Mullen. He is appearing on behalf of himself. He lives, or the location is 390 East Ford. I said he wanted to go. He is applying for a variance of table 1250B maximum fence height. Mr. Mullen, will you please step to the microphone and explain your request for variance.
Sure. We've lived at, I'm Matthew Long. We've lived at 390 East Ford Avenue since 2019. And during this time, we've had two children. They're now 5 and 2. And over the past several years, there have been many situations that have been occurring on 4th Street and Ford that are alarming to us at times. There has been open-ended drug use in vehicles on 4th Street. There has been what appears to be sales of narcotics on 4th Street. And so those have been ongoing. I submitted some pictures that I've taken over the past 6 months, 8 months of time, just to kind of show that was actually occurring. We also have many issues with speeding on 4th and Ford. Vehicles will try to beat the light on Robinson and 5th Street there, and between 7 and 8 in the morning and 3, 4, 5 in the afternoon, there is flagrant speeding, not stopping at the stop sign there on 4th and Ford. And we, of course, have children riding bicycles and scooters, and so we feel at times we're not even comfortable taking them out there. There have been two major accidents on Ford Avenue. Most recently, last fall, our neighbor's car got totaled from a vehicle that veered off the side of the road. Their car was parked in the street, and someone veered it off to the left and hit their car and totaled it, pushed it into the front yard there. Also, there was an incident about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, where someone took off from 4th and Ford and spun their tires, hit the fire hydrant, blew up, the whole thing there. We've had instances of where there was a, man, there's been many situations where, for instance, a man and woman were walking with their pet, their dog. Their dog got off the leash. We were in our yard, and their dog got off the leash, and he began to beat this dog in front of my daughters and our family in our yard there. So our children, you know, saw that happen, screaming, yelling on their end. There have been instances where there are people walking down 4th Street and almost looking for a fight. I was holding my daughter last summer, and we were getting into the car, and there was two men walking down the street, and they decided to look at me and start to motion something towards me. It was like 6 o'clock in the evening, still light up. And it seemed like they were trying to propel some sort of argument or fight. And so I guess, you know, I could probably tell some more stories, but I'll just hold off on that and just stick with that for now.
All right. Anybody else here to speak on behalf of this hearing? Seeing none, I'm going to close the public portion. Mr. Mong, please remain at the microphone in case the board has questions. At this time, I will entertain any questions from the board. Yes, Mr. Abeck.
I was wondering if you made any calls to the police when you thought there was some drug dealings going on. Do you have you reported any of these things happening?
We have not reported anything. In fear of retribution, honestly, the drug use that has happened on 4th Street, there's a house in Robinson, and they park on 4th Street, and this home has had sheriffs, has had different law enforcement at it, and so having two young daughters and already feeling uncomfortable for the fear of that we don't want there to be some sort of attack on us. So we have not.
You're not far from the Middle East, I mean, East Elementary School.
Correct, yeah. We're about two blocks.
Is there not too much police cruising going on in the area?
Possibly on Robinson. But it is very rare that we see anybody on the fourth and fourth. And it's a daily occurrence where there is high speed vehicles.
Just I would think if the police department knew of this, they would have more cruising.
Well, I mean, it has to be reported. None of them are clairvoyant to where they know that this stuff's going on. I mean, If it's reported, I'm sure they would. But yes.
So for me, all that activity is irrelevant to what's going on here. It seems like to me your hardship is if you went straight back to the privacy fence from the side of your house, you'd have almost no yard. There'd be like room for a swing set and a sandbox and 5 feet of grass. It looks like. So the hardship there is to me. But there's just no backyard if you came straight back from the house. So you're looking to actually have a yard for your children to play in, correct?
Yeah.
While being safe and having the full privacy.
Absolutely, yes.
Mr. Mong, will the fence be installed any closer to East Ford than the current fence is there? You have a chain link fence, correct?
Yes, we do.
Is it going to be the same fence line?
Same fence line.
Okay.
But, you know, we honestly didn't want to put a fence in because we don't want to look boxed in there. And so we thought if we kept it off of the sidewalk 2 feet, 24 inches, that we'd have a grass line there and we'd be able to plant maybe some bushes along that line so it's not so boxed in. But, yes, it would basically follow the same chain link fence except for it would be pushed in 2 feet off of the
off
sidewalk.
The sidewalk.
And I have a question on that then.
Yes.
Is that actually the property line, because it's off the center of the road, correct? Where the property actually starts. Do we know where that is in this instance?
I don't know our building code, but I thought that it was, if you were placing it on the property line, you had to have a survey. If you're going off the property line,
correct,
there isn't a survey required. So I don't know. That would, I mean, but that should be performed during fence inspection with the building department.
Just something to think about with that.
I mean, because the thing is if given the variance, he still has to meet all of the criteria.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Let's go on to the corner side direction.
Yes.
So it would have to be more metal.
Yeah, I think he's, the variance he's applying. Maximum fence height.
Yeah, he wants 6 feet, and I think it's only supposed to be four.
Yeah. As long as it's outside of the vision triangle, he doesn't have to have a variance for the opacity, does he?
Yes.
Or he will.
Yes, he does.
Even with it being the size, so there's actually two variances required.
Yeah.
Height and opacity.
Okay.
Correct.
And so, sorry. So that's something that should have probably been discussed with you when you applied. But so there's actually two variances because you want to go 6 foot high with the privacy, and being that it's a corner side yard, so there's actually two variances, which we can amend your application.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Haskell.
Do you want to proceed if you're limited to 4.5 feet in height and it still remains an opaque fence like the chain link fence? What you're asking for is a solid panel fence.
Correct.
Okay. 6 foot by 8 foot panels.
Yes.
Okay. So the 6 by 8 foot panels aren't required unless the variance is approved. Otherwise, it's going to be a 4.5 foot high or a metal.
Do you know how far your neighbor's house is off the back of the sidewalk? The neighbor towards Robinson?
Off our garage, her garage is probably 15 feet from ours. Mm-hmm.
But off the back of the sidewalk, would you have a guess at that? How far? So I think there's a provision in the code where you would have the allowance to follow their building line on the same road.
Yeah. With the same fence that they would be able to put there.
Correct.
You're correct.
So meaning, what I'm getting at is,
we'd probably be 6 to 8 feet off the sidewalk then.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. That's kind of what it seems like.
Yeah.
Right?
You could just amend it right now, though, correct? If he's looking for 6 foot along the same line his current fence is at, that can be just written in.
Yes. Well, so that was his original application. His original application was for height. Okay, so the variance that we are discussing is for the maximum fence height. Because it's a corner side yard, there's also an opacity issue where we would have to amend it to add so that he can put the privacy fence the whole 6 foot.
Right.
Yeah.
That's pretty similar, yeah. So, did you look at the clear vision triangles at all in the code?
I did.
So, I can tell you, you're fine on the front of the house. Like, it's vast. It's 20 feet up, and then draw a triangle across in the vision. Mm-hmm. The neighbor's driveway also looks good when I drove by today. It's 5 feet and 5 feet, and then triangular line.
Have you discussed it with your neighbor behind you?
We haven't discussed it, no. We had talked maybe a couple of years ago that we were going to put a straight line fence on our property line. But Pat, like, what we're trying to do right now, we have not.
Okay.
Did she receive paperwork? I know our neighbor right next door.
Yeah, I think she should have, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
And we didn't receive anything back, so I was just curious.
Yeah.
If you had actually had a conversation with them.
No, but I think, you know, we just were, you know, cordial neighbors, so I think she would have probably brought it up. She would feel comfortable enough to,
yeah.
If she had received something, that, you know, she would have mentioned it.
And you said received nothing, no letters?
No, not that I'm aware of. Did you receive anything?
No.
Response by?
Okay.
No. Are there any other questions? Yes, Mr. Avent.
You did apply for the fence with the building department, and they checked to see visual problems being on the corner.
This is the only process that I've done so far.
Right. Okay, so you didn't approach the building department to get
downstairs. Well, are we talking about the downstairs department? Yeah. So last year, we were at a point where we were like, hey, we just need to get a fence in here. We're going to go off the back corner. And then we just decided with that, it's going to cut our fence and our lawn in half there. So that was the only other thing that we have done as far as.
Well, I know I've seen it. Issues where it was on the corner, the intersect, the corner of the intersection, and you can't block a view when you come up to that intersection. I just wanted the building department.
Well, so
the clear vision triangles, 20
right.
feet, 20
he's
feet.
Out
he's
that's
well
right.
out of that.
And again, so that's, I mean, the variance he's asking for is opacity and height. He's not asking for a variance for location. So he still has to meet all of the location.
It's only one, it's not a four-way stop.
How's it so far back from the front?
Yeah.
Any other comments, remarks, questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Yes, Mr. Smith.
I'd like a motion to approve the two VOP amended.
Okay.
We're voting on both of them?
Together.
Yeah. The amended, okay.
So Mr. Smith has made a motion to approve the amended or the amended variance request, including opacity and height. Do I have a second? Mr. Klein, second. So motion was made by Mr. Smith to approve the variance for privacy fence height and opacity, and seconded by Mr. Klein. Are there any final remarks? Hearing none, clerk, please call roll.
Schmidt?
Yes.
Mr. Haskell?
No.
Mr. Avent?
Yes.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Sykes?
Yes.
Mr. Mung, your variance has been approved for your fence height and the opacity.
Appreciate it.
Yep, and then, I was going to say, if you hold on 1 second, we'll provide you a letter, and then you'll be able to pull your fence permit and everything downstairs at the building department and schedule your inspection.
Okay.
It's a variance. The variance has been. I guess I can. It's okay. It says variance here,
yeah.
And actually, we should probably. Okay, so that is the last hearing. Miscellaneous business. I wanted to discuss with the group. I have a conflict with the 21st. Is it possible to move the meeting to the 22nd? It's a Wednesday. So instead of Tuesday, move it to Wednesday.
Ooh,
that's a big ask. Yes. I was going to say, if not, our planning director has volunteered to chair the meeting. If the 21st is a for sure.
22nd is Earth Day. Just
well, you know, we're going from St. Patty's Day to Earth Day.
More important than St. Patrick's Day?
May Day?
Mother's Day.
Is that Mother's
Day? No, not that.
It's good to see. Mr. Haskell, will that work for you?
Yeah.
Wednesday.
22nd, yes. Yep. If that's okay, then we will go ahead and schedule the next meeting will be April 22nd, which is a Wednesday, which everybody's going to forget between now and then, and I understand, but Kelly will send out a reminder email.
It's several.
And so I guess, so while we're still on the record too, Dave, we can kind of touch on, I don't know if we'll see any more of those, but the invoicing has not ever been, it's never been carried out that way. It's something that was caught this year, and I believe that we're working on a process. It's not something that we, I guess, had paid enough attention to. So,
I got you. Did it make sense? Like every appeal that gets brought though should meet the appropriate time frame.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. And without the invoice, without seeing an invoice, it's hard to start that clock.
Now
we're faced with the challenge of how do we go back to the county now and remove that? So that's the next hurdle that we're going to have to jump over.
Yeah.
But I agree with what was brought up today. I guess
can we touch on the trash can thing? You said there's some discussion at. I know the billing doesn't really matter to us, but also the validity of who is making the appeal, I guess, for these trash can tickets is something, you know, from that viewpoint.
Well, and that was the discussion that we kind of had internally after the ordinance was passed.
Yeah.
Because, again, like, the trash is tied to the utility bill, so ultimately, in the end, like it's whomever that utility bill is tied to is going to be responsible ultimately for the ticket.
Right.
But the discussion was that it should hit the occupant rather than the landlord in this instance.
Right.
Well, it's put right on the trash can.
Yes.
Right. So.
Well, we're going to see him in probably 6 months from now when those people just throw them in the trash.
Well,
and then they're assessed their bill. Then they're going to start showing up here.
Assessed to their water bill that is in the renter's name. But it's not always in the renter's name, is it?
No.
Not So now every home that is actually, so that service is provided at, if you come in, so you buy a home and you're turning it into rental, it is in the landlord's name now. It's no longer allowed to be in the tenant's name. But that's just as their, yeah.
I don't have that in front of me. The only notification is the posting on the trash can itself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. There's nothing further. There's nothing called out in that ordinance to do anything further.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Well, it'll show up eventually. I mean, the city's going to want to track it, right? It's going to end up showing up on whatever bill.
Yeah.
Once they don't pay it for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure. How are we tracking the unpaid ones? You know?
We have a spreadsheet that says, did they pay, yes or no? And from there, I don't know what we did.
Okay.
I don't know if the maintenance guys send another letter or...
It's still a very infantile process, you know, so it's, yeah, but, all right, is there any other miscellaneous?
I think this gives good insight to council, though,
right, yeah.
Because, I mean, you can make all the rules you want, but man, if there's no tools to go further with it, you know, there's a lot of moving parts and some of that, you know.
Right. And that was one of the points that I made while we were making this.
Yeah.
First of all, it's only as good as you enforce it.
Right.
However, the enforcement seems a bit, how do we do this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's a bigger question here.
Right. Appreciate you being here, though, to listen to it.
Yes. Well, certainly.
It's my job. But I think I need to talk with you about exactly what's happening, exactly how we track it.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you.
All right. Any other miscellaneous? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Mr. Sykes?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Motion was made by Mr. Sykes. Any? Second by Mr. Haskell. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We are adjourned at 6:13.
Woo! Good one.
Nice job.
She got the